Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, as the kids say, okay, boomer, you're not going to hear that on this show because we are boomers. What we say to the kids here is, bite me, millennial, you know. Hey, welcome, my fellow baby boomers. We are here on your podcast because we're celebrating another day above ground. This is all about baby boomers, and it's by baby boomers. And, of course, I need help to do that. So welcome my two assistants. First of all, from the great state of Indiana, the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, it appears that Donald Trump pardoned the turkey this week, and immediately thereafter he was charged by the Democrats with obstructing Thanksgiving.
He pardoned the turkey, really? He let Nancy Pelosi off the hook? All right, there you go.
I would not pardon the turkey if I was ever elected president. I'd say, you know, this is really a stupid tradition. I'm going to put the end up to it right here and just thwack right there on national TV.
Buddy, give me a 9mm just to prove a point. And, of course, just biting her lower lip right now in Denver, Colorado, is the more liberal one-third of our organization. Please welcome Carolyn Strauss.
And I heard that he only pardoned the turkey after the turkey agreed to get him some dirt on Joe Biden. So, you know, quid pro poultry, man.
Well, I'm sure Joe Biden is the talk of the turkey coop.
And then there's always, what was out? See, I can't remember the name of the stripper that he was hanging out with.
Stormy Daniels.
Gobble, gobble. All right, so. We are coming up on Thanksgiving, or it might be possibly even be Thanksgiving when you're listening, and you know, it's my favorite holiday. I don't know how you guys feel. It is my favorite holiday of the entire year because nobody can say anything against it. You know, you can't wish everybody a Merry Christmas. They might not celebrate Christmas. Can't wish everybody a Happy Labor Day. They might not be they might be unemployed. But Thanksgiving, it stands for what? It stands for football and overeating and a 4-day holiday weekend. And who can argue with any of that?
I've been told that it now stands for white people having dinner with the Native Americans before stealing their land.
Ah, well, that too, you know.
But for me, it's shopping. Are you kidding? The store's all open. All you have to do is get through eating too much, lay down for a half hour, then you get to shop till you drop. It's the best of the year.
Now, do you do that? Do you go out on Black Friday?
Yes,
and shop?
That's the national holiday. Thanksgiving's just the precursor.
Oh, jeez. So, because I was looking up different holiday traditions, and I guess that would be one of them for you is going out to shop. You wouldn't catch me anywhere near a mall.
When would I catch you near a mall, Dale? That's the question.
Well, it's not anymore since the restraining order, but some of the traditions that they said is, and I like this one, when you get together at Thanksgiving dinner, celebrate everybody's birthday.
I think we do that.
Oh, do you? Okay.
Well, actually, we do it. We do it three times a year. We do it at Thanksgiving, Easter, and then sometime in the summer. And we have used to do it four times a year, and we called it the quarters. Now there's just three, and we still call it quarters because hard to break a tradition.
Well, yeah, it's, you know, and three quarters, you know, that's all the Bears are good for. So
it's all a dollar's worth at this point, so it's all good.
Yeah. So then it said, make a special dish, and that's what you do, right, Carolyn? Don't you make
pumpkin cake?
Pumpkin
it's
bread?
My mom's famous pumpkin cake, and it's a bundt. It's a bundt cake. It's a bundt cake.
So it doesn't get out of the infield. All right. And the weirdest one I saw on this list is serve pickles. You're supposed to serve a big plate of pickles at Thanksgiving. I've never heard of that before. And I don't know the significance behind that.
Well, we always used to have like pickles and olives before dinner, sort of like a relish tray, like a Wisconsin supper club.
Oh, okay, okay.
So I don't see. Yeah, they said in the article that it helps with digestion if you serve pickles.
I'll be darned. Yeah. There's also, you know, breaking the wishbone. That was always our big thing that we did. But
the Thanksgiving tradition I like is saying that global warming is a hoax and watching all the young people throw down their napkins and storm out of the room. That's
I know, it's more food for us.
Do you guys want to hear my favorite Thanksgiving joke? What kind of music do pilgrims listen to? Plymouth Rock. No. I'm from Massachusetts. Sorry.
Wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know they couldn't grow corn because they were hard of herring.
And they were all amazed. Anyhow, enough of this. The hardest part of Thanksgiving is if you got to make the dinner. And people always have questions about the dinner. And we thought, let's answer those questions you may have about cooking a Thanksgiving dinner. Now, of course, we, none of us are really prepared to answer those.
You wouldn't want me to answer any questions about cooking Thanksgiving dinner. I am the wrong guest.
I know, but fortunately, Carolyn has a friend who is a French chef.
And we were able to track this man down. Well, we had to use the yellow pages because she said she knew him. But joining us in this episode is Mr. Maybe get the name right, Jean-Luc Croissant, who is an actual French chef. Sir, can you hear me?
I can hear you 1 minute. There I am. Can you see me?
Yes, we can, sir. And thank you very much for joining us here on another day above ground. I'm Dale. That's Tim and Carolyn. And you are Jean-Luc Croissant. Now, you don't have a restaurant, from what I understand. You have a food truck.
You want to get that?
No, because I'm busy. I'll go over it as best.
My pleasure. Could you repeat the question? It's very hard to hear you in here. We've got so much things cooking, things smoking, and many of the things are for preparing food.
You're French. You're smoking, right?
I personally do not smoke anymore, madam. No. It is very bad for your health. And the health inspector, one time, I dropped the cigarette butt into the dough, and then he gets all crazy. So I gave the smoking up then, but I believe the question was about the restaurant, which is, it does not exist. And we have a food truck.
Food truck, okay. Which, and you serve French delicacies there then?
We have food a truck? Food truck. We have a food truck. We serve food.
But is it French food?
We are in France. Yeah, come on.
What do you got? French really fries, French toast?
Please, I understand when I talk to you, this is freedom fries, but our patate frites is one of our specials. We also have other French things. We have coq au vin and other problems. But whatever you want, we make, because it's a food truck. I mean, you don't have to make a reservation. The only reservation is maybe having something.
Okay, so on Thanksgiving, then, are you going to have a Thanksgiving food at the food truck?
Yes, of course. We have a Thanksgiving dinner lineup of what I would call a cornucopia of different kinds of foods for both the American and the French people, which they seem to really like so far. From the smell alone.
What will you be serving?
A lot of tater tots. tater tots is big in France since the freedom, the fried, you know, the old fried, the potat frites problem.
Yeah.
And we serve this with delight to the American people, especially because not so much the taste, but the cholesterol, very high in cholesterol. It's our way.
What about a turkey? We have a turkey?
Yes, we have any turkey. Any turkeys this year alone, probably maybe up to, I would make a guess at 70 to 30 turkey.
How do you fit 72 turkeys in a food truck?
It is, imagine the concept of an aluminum turducken. You'll find a lot of these things very amusing, I'm sure. This is why you phoned me up for trying to get comedy, because I've been listening to the first part of the show, and let me say this. Oh, you really don't have it. I mean, come on. I listened to the first part, and I said, nice try. Nice try.
That's it. We admit we're no Jerry Lewis here, you know, no. and we wish we were.
I have a question. I've been told that here in America we like to cook our turkeys in the Norman Rockwell fashion, with the upside down on their back with the wings and then the legs tied like 50 Shades of Grey, and. It's my understanding that in France they cook the fowl right side up on its knees.
It depends. Is that true? It depends on how badly the turkey wants to get to get out of there. I mean, sometimes you said it yourself. I don't make the qualification of the truth versus not the truth, but especially about the turkey. You said to the beginning of the, if I'm not correct, correct me, please, that your own president of the United States pardoned one turkey, at least one. I would say, I'm listening to many of the newscasts, I say many, but sometimes we let them go. The way they are, let me say, the preparation, whether you would say that it is preparation, bondage, you know, whatever floats your turkey. We're trying to pay the payments on a Peugeot food truck. That's all I know. They're very, very expensive.
I know. French turkeys. You can't let them go because they throw up the white flag and run away.
What is this joke? More humor. Ah, it's more humor. Wow. Guys, really, you're missing the bateau. You're really missing the bateau. Yeah. The turkeys here are the same as the turkeys anywhere. It's a flightless bird. It's very pathetic, let me say. It's not the easiest bird to cook because you feel quite sorry for the bird. A very lonely bird. A very, very lonely bird. But an ugly bird. And sometimes ugly things, especially in France, serve to die.
Now when you cook the turkey, you know, do you fill the body cavity with it? Some people call it dressing, some call it stuffing. I don't know the difference.
We call it sports. We like to do it because it it's a little bit disgusting at first, depends on which end you get, but this is the way that we fill the turkey with the things we don't need. For instance, many people ask me, they will say, John, what do you put in the turkey? Is it just the usual, how would you say, prison food? You know, the bread, the hard bread, the onion. I said, well, what we serve inside of our turkey depends on what we sweep up on the truck the night before.
So it's homemade stuffing then.
Fiber. Of sorts, yes.
Fiber.
Yes. Homemade stuffing fiber, yes. A little bit of sometimes running shoe. We don't know. The secret is so secret, I don't even know. And I own the truck. Well, I'm making payments on the truck, but I will own it soon.
What do you serve for sides with your turkey, chef?
Well, we have, I told you, tater tots is big. We also have sizzling. Sizzling, we wrap the sizzling around the turkey, and it gives off a nice, not so much a smoky flavor as it does what we call the sabor de toaster. It's like the smell of something electrical burning. And
it's like hair.
Sizzling,
maybe.
Is sizzling bacon? I've heard, and I have no idea what it is. Is it bacon?
It's a lot like bacon, but I've understood it is really they put together by things that they will collect after they swap up at the meat packing.
That's where I got the idea for the stuffing.
It's a...
I mean, we kind of stole the idea. I mean, I'm not a genius. I'm just a chef.
What about cranberries? Do you serve cranberries?
Sometimes we cut to the chase and just buy the cranberry in the can because I like it. I don't even like cranberries. If you look at it, cranberry is actually a very disgusting tasting berry. It is bitter. It is not, does not feel good to the palate. It's kind of slimy. It's like many politicians. And, but people, some people like it. They will take the top of the can, the bottom of the can, and they push the whole core of the cranberry through. And this is what we've adapted here on the truck. We slice it, we dice it, and sometimes we julienne it, depending on the temperature. If it's too hot, too warm inside, it will not stay together. This is something we learned because I'm a chef. It's not by accident I know these things.
Oh, no, I'm sure it's not by accident at all. But let's cut to the chase and the thing that French people are known for, and that would be dessert. Now, what kind of desserts would you serve at your Thanksgiving dinner?
This is going to surprise you a bit, I believe. We have Pop Tarts. It's a pumpkin spice latte Pop Tart.
And does that have the truffle in it?
No, truffles are found by pigs in the forest. Not like a turkey that just sits there. I can't even fly away. It's a truffle. It's a lot of work. Don't make fun of the truffle. The truffle is like a trillium of the food world. No, we have a dessert this year. We are serving the dessert called the raspberry beret, and it is a dessert previously known as pudding.
sung about by Prince, right?
Probably, it's probably right. I can't really say because then we will have to use that name, which is, I understand by the lady who came that was so crabby to the truck, that it is a brand. Cannot say Prince. You can't even call the output for your camera a Prince anymore. Must say that just output from a camera.
What's he going to do, Suya? Now, he's not above ground, so he does not have another day above ground. So, you know, sue me.
He's got people. You know how hard it was to get this from him?
Your raspberry beret.
I told them I was there to deliver the flowers. I left with this. But raspberry is good. Also, for the people that don't want the cranberry, they have the turkey, they have the sizzling, they have the tater tots, they have the, you know, the Pop-Tarts. The Pop-Tarts is a lot better than you think. Many people make fun of the Pop-Tart, but let me ask you, when was the last time you had a Pop-Tart and didn't say something derogatory, something negative about, like, this Pop-Tart, the icing looks a little bit like toothpaste? No. People like to try it, and if you split it open, you get to the Tootsie Pop center of the Pop-Tart, and 78 licks later, it's finished. You got a lot of laughing.
I'm being tickled. And anyhow, now if you have people that, you know, are, what do you call them, vegans, you know, coming into your food truck, and for Thanksgiving, they won't have turkey. Will you have something alternative?
I know what you serve vegans. You serve vegans a side of guilt. Because that's at my family's dinner anyway. So a side of every Thanksgiving dinner. So you just give the vegans to go home and eat when they get home.
Oh. Wow.
It's whenever I've had a vegan first.
Grab me into this, my darling.
Whenever I've had a vegan over for Thanksgiving dinner, they usually bring their own tofurkey.
Yes, it tastes just like that. Funny, the name is the same reaction if you say, how does it taste?
Now I know I was looking on your website and I saw a few of your specialties that I maybe they're seasonal one, but one that intrigued me was, I guess it's a sandwich, peanut butter and cheese.
That's, first of all, let me tell you something about peanut butter and cheese. That's just to say the words. Peanut butter and cheese, it's funny. That is, if you want to take a note from a chef, which I'm sure you don't, because it doesn't sound as, I've been watching the program for a while, doesn't sound like you take notes on comedy. But I would say peanut butter and cheese is, you got to try to believe it. Peanut butter, onion is good. But peanut butter and cheese, I mean, really quite a sensation. If I wasn't cooking turkey for myself, I would have that.
Do you grill? Is it grill butter and fromage? Or is it just, like, not cooked? How do you make peanut butter?
You don't cook very much at all.
I don't cook at all.
You found out Carolyn's secret.
Well, it depends.
Pumpkin cake once a year. That's right.
If you're a boy, you cook it on an iron. If you're a girl, you use an appliance. Perhaps like a hot air popper.
A hot air
or one of those new Christmas ninjas. Something like that. But it's a beautiful thing. I mean, it was just nearly Elvis Presley's favorite sandwich until he found the banana.
That
sounded
a
little
lot of
weird.
Things, yeah. So do you guys, what would you like to, here we have a French chef. What, anything that you would like to garner out of his, have you written any books, Jean-Luc?
No, I haven't even read any. I'm very busy. I cook most of the time, and I have a person that I hire to take notes of recipes, but doesn't seem to be able to find our pen. We digitized everything last year. I say digitize, I mean we have the own a couple of other implements to keep our bills straight and to make sure the Peugeot payment goes in on the right date this time to dummy. And then we write the things down, but we have not written any books as of yet. But it's a good idea.
Oh, I think people would try. They'd run to the store for that.
Well, there's only one dish that's a little less just a little less popular than fruitcake, and that's that thing with the green beans, mushroom soup, and the crunchy onions on top.
It's a green bean casserole. Sometimes they call it haircut there here, but by the way, if you buy the onion can, it will tell you to use one can in the recipe. If you buy the soup can, it will tell you to use two cans of soup. And either way, you are left over with either too much onions or too much beans. It is like the hot dog and buns conspiracy.
I don't even know where we were.
You were asking. Let me recap for you. You were asking. I know you're busy writing your comedy situation. You were asking about recipe, perhaps writing down, putting down some. Let me say, most of the things we do come off the cuff. We come up with things based on what people want in the real world at that time. I mean, if they say it's Thanksgiving, we would like to have turkey, but I would like a ham sandwich. Who am I to say it's not the day for that? We're trying to please people. That's what I will say.
So are you thinking of using your food truck or is it one truck? What do you got? What do you got for a business plan there, Jean-Luc?
Well, I'm thinking eventually I will put a cold storage in the back once I get the bunk bed out. Things are going a little tough. But we will make it to the top. I listen to the man from the country you are in, the Zig Ziglar, and he says, I'll see you at the top. And I said, man, and I'm going to cook for you, Zig. And we'll be there. I'm going to be a diamond someday. And then you'll see who's the biggest chef in the whole of France. And when people come to Zig's house to say, what are you eating? He will say, I'm eating tater tots and sizzling on a turkey for Thanksgiving. So long.
That'll get you up on the... That'll get you up on the top bunk.
Well, I really am at a loss for words right now. I believe you've perfectly summarized what we were looking for, and that was tips on what to eat for Thanksgiving. And you've given us some brand new things to think about. And I would love, where is your truck going to be parked next? We'd like to come by and try it.
Well, it's not going to be beside the stupid no parking sign again, I tell you that. I don't even know if the French used the word put a kibosh on something, but it did. The whole line had to be moved over. And when you move the truck, sometimes there are, let me just say, things underneath that are not wanted on the street. I mean, we've made the San Francisco corners look like a day at the Magic Kingdom when we moved the truck. It was filthy and disgusting. And the man who was the police, he said, "Hey, you move your truck, and I'll give you a ticket." And I said, "You see where you get your turkey from this year." But we will be next. Don't want to crazy, but a lot of I really fit in. Buffalo.
Really? Where would Buffalo that be?
I don't know, but he said you're going to love this because when you're in Buffalo, beautiful city, but people make fun of it. But this does not mean that it is not a beautiful city. And then he told me, Buffalo, New York is the only city that when it rains, it makes its own gravy. To me, this is you know, the crumbs, the sauces, the gravies, they are the hardest to make.
Absolutely.
So if I could show up with a bag of turkey jerky and a can of cranberries and some tater tots, guess who's going to see me at the top then? Zig and many other people.
Well, Jean-Luc, thank you so very much for joining us. I know we've taken a lot of your time. This is probably the lunch hour where you are now. And I really do appreciate your time. And for everybody, be on the lookout for Jean-Luc Croissant and his food truck called Johnny's Pie Wagon. And I think that's a very clever name for it. So good luck with that.
You look at the license plate, it's 3.14. I know you didn't think I knew that to say that in English.
I didn't even know you knew English. Anyhow, thank you for joining us, Tim, Carolyn. I'm bedazzled myself. I just feel like I'm covered with rhinestones.
Goodbye now.
And yes, goodbye. Goodbye, Jean-Luc. Oh boy, that was some kind of thing.
That was super fun. Wow, I learned so much, I think. I'm still processing.
You could probably make the tater tots. You could do that. That doesn't require a lot of work. That's one oven setting and a timer.
We forgot to ask him about sweet potato tater tots because it's Thanksgiving.
You still can. I'm here. I'm listening in. This is the way it works. I was thinking there's going to be collusion, and now I'm back. This will be another segment. Tater tots and you. Goodbye. Au revoir, mes amis. Au revoir, mes amis.
All right, time to say goodbye, folks. We have run out of time. Tim, what do you got going on?
Hey, if you have fun, you still got time here on Thanksgiving, check out my other podcast, Rule of Three, with Tim Slagle and Bent Washburn.
Carolyn, how about you?
I'm thinking this is the perfect thing to take a nap to after you're done eating. So enjoy and happy sleeping.
And if you like this podcast, please tell every boomer you know. If you're a boomer listening to this, you got at least 10 boomer friends, you know, which could be 9 by next week. I don't know. So tell every boomer you know to visit our website. That's another day above ground, all one word, .com. and you can listen to the podcast. You can write to us. If you write to us, we'll send you something for free, and you can also leave us your comments. But we want to really grow this for every baby boomer, because we all need to celebrate the fact that it's another day above ground. Thanks so much for listening. We will see you next week.
And that's it for another day above ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.